What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman. And this is another one for the Independent POV podcast. This news is coming from Daily Mail. It says, people are just uncomfortable with a black woman in a power position. Texas A&M basketball coach defends her outfit choice after being criticized for wearing tight pink leather pants and high heels to a game. The points are Texas A&M assistant women's basketball coach Sydney Carter, 31, has defended her choice to wear pink leather pants to a game after she received backlash. I'm unapologetically myself every day, she said. The foreign began when Carter shared a photo of herself at February 6th game against the Kentucky Wildcats. She was wearing the tight pink leather pants paired with a white turtleneck, clear heels, and a pink breast cancer awareness pin at her chest. Is this outfit appropriate as a basketball coach? One fan demanded to know. Rather than the concerns about professionalism or practically voiced by scores on social media, Carter thinks the problem lies with her status as a black woman. Oh my God. When you see a black woman who is actually confident and embracing herself, I think that's very intimidating. And the last point is ultimately the former WNBA player says she wasn't trying to set trends or upend norms. She just wanted to unapologetically be myself. Here's my point of view of that. I mean, I'm looking at it now. It's tight. I don't see no wrong, but it's like, I think maybe she just had a suit on. Maybe if you had a suit on, that would have been better. Because everything's tight. I mean, they ain't no just pants. They some tight pants at that. But, let's see what the comments say. And then my other thing is like, why everything's got to be black? You always got to be, pull out the race card being black. There's nothing about you being black. But anyway, let's go one to one user. Black, you only talk color when there is qualification. Another user says, if that's people's biggest concern, I'm worried for you. She looks amazing. Obviously, she obviously feels great. Good on her. Another one says some other coach could wear this same exact outfit and get absolutely no comments. This is how we are built. That's just her mercy, goodness following her. Amen. Here's another one. I have no problem with she's wearing. Looks great. What I do have a problem with, she's pulling the race car. Give me a break. If she was a white woman, Asian, Native American, Indian, and so on, she could get the same backlash because it's an odd choice for a basketball coaching gig. End of story. So tired of race blame all the time. 100 degree. Another user says, I get the freedom to be. I'm just a little undecided on this. Her body is banging, which could be a little distracting for players. I grew up when the gym teachers wore sweats on the field, so I say save the outfit for after the game. Plus, high heel shoes could be a little unsafe, uncertain terrain. She looks great in her outfit. Yeah. None of you says, my mom always told me wear the appropriate clothes for the appropriate occasion. I think that advice still holds true. She is pretty. Looks great in that outfit, but it is not appropriate for an outfit for the occasion. Facts. Truth. Straight truth. Another one says, leave that woman alone. She's absolutely shining as she be. And about the heels being bad for the flow. She could have easily prepped them with a clear guard for all we know. Another you says, I think it's a gender thing. If a man showed up in pink pants, Cancer awareness, they would say how great he was for the support she's wearing, that just the same as her players are wearing pink. So many keyboard critics who shouldn't judge others. Another says, other than heels aren't good for the court, it doesn't matter what she wears. Stop trying to define what is the correct wardrobe. And that's all we got for right now. But that's my thoughts. But until next time, guys, be amazing.